Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I gotta install that goddamn mic rack or whatever. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I'm trying to install a mic rack so I can just hang from here so I can stop moving close or whatever and shit. But as you know, because me and you have the same mics, not all of them work because this motherfucker heavy. It brings that shit too down.
It's heavy as fuck. Yeah. Like, oh, I should have put it in the same position, but it's just like, nope. This way.
It's heavier than a motherfucker or whatever. So you got to buy the right arm that attaches to the desk and shit.
Yep. Yep. I certainly do not have the right arm. I just got the base one I came with. I'm having it since day one.
I got one. I bought it or whatever, and I installed it, and I was using it on a Zoom the other day, and that shit just started drooping in my face. I was just like, what the fuck?
I should invest in an arm.
Just takes up space. I mean, it clears up space.
I should do that.
Plus, I don't like the mic right there, so I keep it over there. But then sometimes I feel like I'm too far away from it, so you'll see me do this and shit. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So that's technical difficulties, people. Anyway, though, people, welcome. Welcome to as we continue our dry January month here on The Last Drop. A first time for The Last Drop. No alcohol needed. No alcohol whatsoever. Some people will say some of that Dobel had no alcohol in it. So I don't know. You know,
it's bullshit. I know that.
It has something in it. It wasn't no, what was it? Reposado Añejo or whatever.
I think it's. All the good flavors. That shit had everything.
Yeah, a hodgepodge of everything. And yet nothing at the same time.
That shit had taste in those. It was like a dissertation on what that goddamn thing was.
It's that old saying of, I've never heard someone say so much and so little at the same time. You know, so.
They didn't say a fucking thing. After sipping that, they left off the one most important thing, bullshit. The one thing they left off.
I mean, if I ever read something like that again, I'd be like, uh-oh, that's bullshit.
Oh yeah, I'm very hesitant now. If I see all that, I don't want any part of that. I'm just gonna skip.
When you gotta hype yourself up that hard or whatever and shit, be like, hey man, we got
it along.
That's like a dick measuring contest, basically, what that bottle was or whatever. It's just like, hey man.
And I wouldn't have thought that before sipping that drink though. But since having that drink, you're absolutely 100% fucking correct.
Yeah.
I would trust that.
You don't see four legs of bottles with saying first artificially free or whatever, tequila and shit like that.
Same thing with Goose Island Bourbon County. They don't tout themselves as the first ever barrel aged stout. No, Rush Rivers Pliny the Elder, the first double IPA.
But Dobel did.
you see the difference here?
Dobel said, "Yeah, man, I got in this car and I fucked them all."
Let me show you this cool shit right here. Let me show you my accolades.
Yeah, look, I don't see additive free on the first ever additive free on this Fortaleza bottle at all. Whatever. Yeah, I don't see that at all.
That goes without fucking saying when you're brand about that life. God damn it.
No bills was that Dave Chappelle joke. That dude in the booty shorts looking in the car. Mm-hmm. That's Dobel. It's looking at the other tequilas in there and it's like, man, I don't know what all y'all are, but I sure like to get some of that. Get in this car with y'all. And G4 in the front seat. Nah, I think we good, man. Mm-hmm. And for a laser in the passenger seat, they just like, yeah, man, just keep driving. And all. And then it's that one new brand, that one fuck up, you know, that you know, just sitting there. Just one sitting there. I can't think of the brand. Let's just come up with something. Let's just say, Koskinen's. Let's say it's Koskinen's. Koskinen's is sitting in the back seat. They opened the door for fucking Dobel. And G4 and Fortaleza looking at Koskinen like, you mother, why would you do that? And Koskinen's like, hey guys, it can't be that bad, right? Right? And then Dobel gets in the car, Cody, and they driving for about an hour. And Koskinen's staring at Dobel now like, how do I kill this motherfucker without being seen? That's Dobel's life right there. Trying to be with the big boys, but It's that have you ever seen that meme of the three dragons and the two?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. The one where he's all. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look at yeah, exactly. What, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yep. Yep. You're so right.
The two dragons staring at that. That the mother two dragons people is the Reposado and Neo that go Cristalino.
Or have you seen also the other meme? Kind of similar with the horse, but it's in like three different stages.
Oh yeah,
like last stage is all like some fucked up hand drawn bullshit. That's Dobell.
They ran out of budget. That's why.
Exactly.
They ran out of budget, Cody. They didn't have time for that. Yeah. Oh, speaking of tequila, by the way, people, shout out to the Wellsborn. They got they got a private barrel. El Tesoro Reposado coming, and I think that's March. I believe it's March. I can't remember what month it is or whatever. But they gave your boy one. They hooked your boy up with one or whatever. Full bottle. Got it right here. Gonna talk about it. Shout out to the Wellsborn. Might have had a little taste of it. Might have not. Not gonna talk about it because you know I'd like to say that for
probably
a
proper episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Because as Cody and me, we both reviewed these single barrel Reposado El Tesoros on here, which is funny enough, the only thing of El Tesoro we've ever reviewed on here. I think you had a K&L one, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I believe so. That sounds about right.
I had a corked one.
I think it was K&L. Is it K&L or Total Wine? I think it was K&L, though.
I could see it. I want to say it was K&L. I could be completely wrong or whatever.
So. Yeah, me too.
I think this was probably back in 2022. It was a while ago, maybe 2023.
I think it was 23.
Yeah, somewhere around that time. So that's the only time and first time we've ever reviewed El Tesoro on here. Shockingly, you'll get more of that this year because, you know, I got that Yamazaki cast that I got and stuff. So then this right here. But good shit. Always good quality stuff from El Tesoro. Cannot wait to fully review this. Shout out to Wellsborn to that.
Man, I think we talked about this before. I don't think El Tesoro has missed what I've tried.
El Tesoro is definitely one of them sleeping brands on this show.
Yeah, man, they don't really miss.
Yeah, we sleeping on that brand hard.
We are.
It's a damn shame we've only talked about the store picks from Corked and
We need more El Tesoro.
Yeah, we might have to do an El Tesoro month now.
I think we should, man. I think they deserve it.
Yeah, because
put that on the docket for sure. Yeah, but I think
it's probably one of the cheapest extra añejos out there on the market. You get that under for $100, dude. So
actually, it's probably El Tesoro is actually probably the best value in tequila. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but
You get these Reposado picks for like.
Yeah, I was talking about for the whole brand.
Oh yeah,
I think it's like the best value. Probably that in like Yego or something like that.
I mean, look at how much those that LaForque and Knob Creek shit dropped. Those were like running for when they first dropped like $150. Now you can get them for like $89 and stuff like that. So it's like those are high qualities right there. You know, I know the Yamazaki one is still at $150, but that just came out like what a month ago was it, Cody, or 2 months ago or something?
Yeah, they'll probably eventually get a drop as well at some point.
Yeah, and I got mine. No, I got mine for $150. Yeah, I got mine for $150, but I still haven't opened it yet, so I need to get on that. But I definitely want to. We were talking about the Lost Lore Blancos. Do that episode. I definitely want to collect the other El Tesoro, LaForque, Knob Creek, and the Basil Hayden ones too. Especially because those are like $89 if you look at the right place. It's like, oh, let me grab those right away. I think K&L has them for $90 too as well. So they dropped there as well. So yeah, maybe we'll do a. Thinking about it now. Hold on. No, you know what? No. Oh, hold on. I'm going to make an impromptu decision here on the. Let's do it in March.
Okay.
Let's do it in March. There you go. El Soro. Yeah. Hold on.
I like it. Let's get it.
Let's do it, people.
Let's do it. I look. That's a great idea. I love that. Perfect.
That'll. Perfect. Oh, you're going to laugh at that. I had some El Soro picks to review that month anyway on my calendar.
Oh, works out.
there you go. Yeah, works out perfectly. Meant to be. Yeah.
Cool.
If it was the beginning of the month, people, I would say let's do it next month or whatever. But got some collecting to do on that part or whatever. So, you know what? That's great too because March is a 5-week month.
Even better.
And we decided last year we're going to do it in the fifth week as store picks. And there you go. Perfect. I already there got that one.
Damn, knocked that up.
Yeah, knocked that out right there. So, yeah, we going to do El Tesoro month or whatever on the last drop. I'm not going to hold it to like Blanco, Repo, Anejo, or anything like
just
that.
Just whatever.
Whatever.
El Tesoro.
Whatever. Yeah, El Tesoro.
Sounds good. I like
that. Yeah, whatever. So, El Tesoro month in March. We will we'll probably just keep it like my week, Cody's week, or whatever, something like that. That way we don't have to fucking buy five goddamn bottles and shit like that.
I also like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do that in March. March 2nd, you'll get the first episode, which will be yours truly. I'll probably do the Yamazaki one. Then March 9th, Cody. And then the 16th will be our tequila mix and match or whatever. And then the 23rd will be the mix and match as well. And then the 30th will be our store pick one or whatever stuff. So
perfect.
Yeah, so that'll give me a goal of going to go get some El Tesoro. Like, because, you know what? That's the thing about the last drop. It gives you an opportunity to actually put up or shut up, whatever stuff. Because we always talk about, I'm going to go get this, I'm going to go get that. Well, I don't never do that shit unless it's for the show. So if I put it in writing, then there it is. Well, that means I have to go get it now, you know, because how many times have you walked by El Tesoro and just like, I'll get it next time.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a lot more than I like to admit. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm kind of ashamed to say that.
But we're about to switch that up now. No longer.
So El Tesoro month in March, people, we will be talking about some El Tesoro there. So, shout out to the Wellsborn for that. They also hooked me up with, coming back from Cavalon, got me the Cavalon from Taiwan. They hooked me up with a bottle, the Madeira cask. Shout out to them for that whenever. Always showing me love when they go there.
Always.
I love going there because they're always showing love. Love. We had some Wagyu steak too as well with the Cavalon Pitas. Ooh, let me talk about that Pitas real quick. Ooh, shit. I get that a last drop. That caught me off guard. That peat was nice and charky, though. Like it was subtle. It wasn't peaty like a scotch or whatever. It was nice and subtle, but it had this charcoal flavor to it on the back end. But on the palate, very dark fruit tropicalness on whatever stuff. Had some plum on there as well, too. You get a little bit of that chocolate on the back end, the little Cavalon note, obviously, and stuff. Phenomenal stuff. Really caught me off guard. It was the Cavalon Pitas Oloroso Sherry Cask one. Very good shit from them on that end, whatever. I really loved that. That was really good. So shout out to Cavalon for that one. And your first Scotch review or single malt, I should say, review of the year, because that was phenomenal. That easily was like, oh shit. I just think I found my number 10 so far now on the best of shit. So we'll see. I'm almost certain that'll probably change because we haven't had real liquor yet on this show. So
still January, my friend.
Yeah, still. And I can't remember the last time something from January actually made it on that list. Shit.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Probably never. I shouldn't say never because I'd have to go back to 2019, 2020.
Maybe it happened. I'm not entirely sure, but off the top of my head, I can't think of anything.
Especially before we started doing cocktails in a can. That had to have been like, what, 3 years ago? Maybe a while ago. But we was doing cocktails in a can for a while. So shout out to them for that. But let's further ado here. Let's go ahead, Cody, and talk about the main event here on the show. That is Dry January. That means no alcohol whatsoever. We sipping on the finer non-alcoholic beverages in life here. And on today's episode, people, spoiler alert, it's another Only Mix bottle. It's the OG.
It is the OG bottle.
OG the bottle. Only
Mix, margarita mix, and mocktail.
Does this not taste like it got alcohol in it, by the way?
I haven't tried to sip this yet. I'm about to get to this right now.
Oh, yeah. Put that on 2 ice cubes, baby. Yeah. Man. People, and this one's the regular margarita mix and mocktail. This one's cold pressed with lime juice, agave syrup, and sea salt. Less ingredients than the previous two now.
Right. And it almost smells as good as that previous one. It's just not quite there just because missing, you know, one ingredient, but that was a special variant. So I can't really knock it for that. You know what I mean? This smells delicious regardless.
God, it's so good, dude. It's so fire. I hurry up and wrap this up so I can get the fuck out of here with you. Yeah, this shit is so
good. Oh, my God.
That shit is so good, dude.
Bro.
Woo.
Fucking Only Mix, man. Woo. Just can't miss. I'm fucking bullseye.
Dude, we said it last week. I need a big ass little 99-cent jug. What are them tubes called or whatever? Them one hander.
Now, I will say this. I think this one, the sea salt, shines much more because it's much more of a spotlight on it.
Yeah,
which I kind of like. It's kind of a bit of a, like a briny character to it.
Yeah, I think it's because it only has less ingredients in the previous.
Right, less ingredients, so therefore, yeah,
the sea salt sticks out more because in the last one. You got that grapefruit and the lime and the lemons. You're getting all them, the other fruit flavors and stuff.
Mm.
So it kind of overshadowed the whole sea salt. Whereas in this one, agave syrup right on the tip of the palate there or whatever. And the sea salt just shine through like flowingly. This is phenomenal, dude.
Which I actually kind of like. It gives you sort of a different experience from the previous one we had. So I actually like that. Yeah.
Now you see why I have a hard time going by which one's my favorite now.
Like, yeah, I see why. Because they're all great for different scenarios.
Exactly, whatever. Yeah. They're all great for different scenarios, and yet they're all so refreshing at the same time.
Yes.
Like, they have their different beats.
Dude, fucking hell. Yeah, because I'm like, this is fucking good, but in a different way than the previous one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I was almost going to say, I don't like this one as much because it's missing one. But actually, no, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. I actually think I do like this one just as much. That's the Paloma.
And the Cucumber Paloma, they just came out, God, I want to say summer, late summer of last year. So I was drinking this one, the regular one, for a long time, dude, like at least a few months or whatever and shit. So I was hooked on it.
Perfect amount of sweetness, too, right? There's a little zip right there in the middle of the palate. A
little bit of that tang on twist on there or whatever. Also, too, perfectly balanced in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it tastes art.
This is not quite as tart as the Paloma one either.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the cucumber one too?
No, I couldn't find it actually.
Yeah.
That one near me. Yeah. Couldn't find it.
They all have their different reasons. The cucumber one, like I said, it comes off.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Comes off like you could drink that as a fucking smoothie, workout drink or some shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, you know how you get done working out, you need something ice and cold. Mix that with some juices or something. The owner gave me shit, too, as well. He said, y'all got to mix that with some champagne, the Paloma one. He's like, you got to. I said, it's going to happen. Don't worry, though.
No, I'm planning on it.
Yeah, I said, it's going to happen.
I might do that tonight, actually. Fuck it.
You can get these ranging, depending on the store, but it's about like a dollar difference, usually, whatever. $13.99 to $15.99. I got this one for $13.99 at Court in Buena Park. Cody got his at K&L, which I think there is $14.99 or something.
Yep, $14.99.
Yeah, so you'll see it between $13.99, $14.99, and $15.99 is the highest I've seen it. So they're in that $14 to $16 range, whatever. Great size. You could probably get about six pours.
Worth every penny.
Yeah, man. Dude. It's funny because I opened my fridge to grab this bottle out, and my whole second shelf on the left side or whatever, it's just like it's got like six bottles of this shit.
I need no other juice in my life.
Yeah.
Other than this, I'm good.
Yeah. It's fucking phenomenal, actually, whatever. I love that it says combined one per referral. 32 ounce, two people, by the way. 32 pounds. And this one has 29% juice. The Paloma had a. I said it last week. Wasn't it 60 or something like that? Or was it 36, I think. I remember it had a 6 on there, but I forgot, people. Includes added sugar, which is 11 grams. You got your total sugars, 12 grams there, too, as well. Sodium, only 5%, pretty low. Calories, 50 on there. Great fucking pour right here. Very relaxing, dude. I'm waiting for you to wrap it up so I can just go outside and hang out in that notch. Because honestly, I feel like lighting up a cigar, even though this don't even taste like what it was cigar. I just want to be in relaxation mode with this now.
Yeah, I'm about to chill on my little rooftop patio right here. Get done with this because damn. This has me in a very chill. I'm very happy right now.
Yeah.
This is my happy. This is the happy place for right now.
You could drink this whole bottle, huh?
I could. Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't.
Probably shouldn't.
You know, I treat it like alcohol. I'm like, I'm only gonna pour one.
Exactly. Yep. No bullshit. That's exactly how I treat these bottles. You're not lying, sir. You are not lying.
So this is the one that we were pouring with Puro Potro. So if you have some, whatever, or any just any Blanco, dude, if you go to your rooftop patio or whatever, I'd recommend you get you some tequila Blanco.
I'm going to do that right now after we record this.
Yeah, I trust
exactly
me.
Exactly what I'm going to do.
This one for me, granted, it's the only one I've mixed with tequila so far. I haven't mixed the other two with them yet, but this one was just it's the perfect margarita mix, or whatever. Mm. I've poured even too much tequila and poured too less of tequila, and they both tasted well. It's like the juice either advances it or the tequila helps it or whatever. So, like, either way, you kind of win. So, it don't matter.
Win.
Yeah, it don't matter.
No L's here.
And Eduardo, he got a big-ass, like, cooler container. He took a big bag of ice and just poured it in there, and then he took two of these bottles and he just did that in there. And then he grabbed his Puro Potro and he poured that in there or whatever. And I was just like, did you measure that? And he was like, no. He's like, and then he's like, you want some? He gave me a glass of it and I sipped it. And I said, God damn, that's good. And he was like, yeah, man, you just get two of these bottles and you just pour it in a big ass container. I was just like, clearly you've done this a lot, then.
Yep. That's the party drink right there. Game, set, match. Easy.
You know what's funny is bottle shops now, they sell like little, like tiny little for $15 little containers with a bunch of bullshit liquor in there to make your own little party mix drink or whatever and shit. They need to make a miniature size version of this and a little miniature size Puro Potro and you pour that shit in there or whatever.
Oh, like, could you imagine? Yeah. Oh, that would be too clutch.
Yeah, I would
buy that. That would be amazing.
Matter of fact, you need three different Blancos. You get that Puro Potro, like a little miniature size, and then like a Lalo and a El Tesoro one or whatever.
Oh my god.
Say like, fuck it. And then get
the perfect world.
Like a 300 milliliter version of this, and you just pour that in there, and you're like, ah, there we go. There we go. Make your own little portables. Honestly, watching Eduardo did it, it made me want to buy one, fucking little cooler lemonade dispenser thing, whatever.
That's cool,
the fuck,
man.
It was. Yeah, because it looked like it was perfect for this shit. Oh my god. And people, when it's chilled too, I have it on through two ice cubes here, just makes it even more refreshing, dude. But Cody's right, that sea salt and the agave syrup too comes through really bad.
This is so fucking good, man.
God,
this is, man,
good for different reasons too as well.
Yes,
I will tell you this, if you did a blind taste of all three, you'll figure it out. I mean, they're all unique, all got a little different sense to it or whatever. As we said, each one you drink it for different reasons, and each one you'll be happy for. I couldn't tell you which one I would tell you to buy first. I would just say pick either one or whatever. Personally, I'd say buy all three or whatever to try them out, but if you only could pick one, choose at your poison then or whatever, and see which one you like the most, because I flip flop so much on them, dude. I had this one first, like, oh my god, this is my go to drink, and then I had the cucumber one. Oh my god, it does this much better. And then I had the blow. Oh my god, it's this better. And then I went back to drinking the OG, and I said, wait a minute, hold on.
they're all so fucking good, man. Killer.
So I don't even get into it anymore about like which one's my favorite. I just say I feel like I all fucking three of them. They're all fucking great. The only thing that'll save me from picking is I hope the store I go to when I buy them only sells out of the other one, so that way I can know which one to stock up on. You make the decision for me then. Be like, oh, you only got these two left. Well, all right. I mean, you know, since you say so. Short thoughts, though, because...
Not unlike the pour from last week, I have zero qualms with this. This is like the perfect drink. I love how balanced it is. And while there's only, three ingredients in here, it is very complex. I love the way those ingredients interact with each other, like giving them this very unique texture. That's one thing I didn't really dwell upon too much in my initial review. The texture of it, too. There's almost like a slight, almost grainy kind of thing on the top of my tongue. I don't know if you're getting that as well. But I didn't really get that sensation as much on the Paloma. I'm getting it here. But I actually kind of like that. It gives it a bit more character.
This one, I swear it tastes like tequila's in it. Like, not so much like the alcohol flavor there. It tastes so much. Like, if I wouldn't have known what this was, I'd have been like, oh, it's a margarita. Mm-hmm. It just has margarita variants in it or whatever, where it's just like, oh.
Yeah, man. I don't think there's anything else I can really say about this. What can I say? Mm-hmm. This deserves all the praise, but like I said, this is making me a fan of juice. I was never a big juice guy, but I love this shit. I'm a big fan of this fucking juice.
Yeah.
If I see this, I'm not passing that shit up. Like El Tesoro now. I ain't passing that shit up.
Yeah.
No longer. This is getting last shot, man. This is so fucking good.
Yeah.
So fucking good, man.
Yeah, man. Like I was just saying, man, it just feels right as a margarita. Like it just feels like tequila should be poured into this. It just feels like it's refreshing. It feels like it has the ingredients and the salt and everything that you would put into a margarita just already there. It's probably one of the best pre-made drinks without the alcohol I've ever had or whatever. Cody's right too. That's why I keep going back to the OG bottle. It's like it just has so much going for it to only have, what, 3 fucking ingredients of lime juice, agave syrup, and sea salt or whatever. So, and yet it's like just so much versatility into it and stuff. So, and my number one favorite thing now too is, well, we live in sunny Southern California, people. The sun is always shining bright out here, except for the past 4 weeks before this week. It's just always nice to have a refreshing drink when the sun is out, man. It just makes everything feel so perfect of why you pay that extra $200-something on taxes and shit. but no, I never had a complaint about these. I've been a fan of these for the longest, almost about a year now. Like Cody just said, when I see it now, I get like blown away now. They're like, oh shit, you got Only Mix here. Like, yeah, let me get a bottle, you know. So I'd love to have like a list of stores where it's at, so I don't have to like kind of look for it and kind of know where it's at and stuff. That would be nice. But I know where it's stores to go to, but I'd be like, oh, I wish I could just go to a random, I don't know, just like if I'm in Cody's area and K&L is not around, like I can go to a random just bottle shop there or whatever and shit and they got it. Like that type of deal. Because it is that phenomenal. I wish it was just everywhere except for Total Wine, because I think that'd be a bad idea. I think it would just get buried there, to be honest. I guess we'll find out next week, because we got to go looking for a new juicer for the last week of dry January.
That's right.
Which I was going to say I was very disappointed, but actually I'm kind of excited, to be honest, because if they taste as good as this shit, then yeah, expose me to some more shit. So
that'd be insane.
Yeah.
that would be crazy.
I'm super excited about that, because if it tastes as good as this, then dude, dry January coming every year, then the last.
I'm about to say, it's probably a recurring thing each
year.
Yeah,
because I'll
be mad about.
I want to try some more of that then, but yeah, man, I give this a last drop. I can't pick which one. If I had to put it on my best of year list or whatever, it would just get the brand. I would just say the Only Mix gets
the Only Mix.
Whatever. Yeah, because all 3 of them hit for me. They're like crack, good crack too. So shout out to the team over at the Only Mix. And I know they're busting their ass getting this out there. And that hard work is shown in this, man. It's just phenomenal.
So expertly crafted, man.
Yeah, that Fortaleza bottle, I'm staring the shit out of it because I feel like pouring it in here right now.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, I think it should be done, actually. Go chill by the fire pit and shit and just hang with that. Watch the stars and line and Matthew McConaughey align together, you know, and see Pluto and
Neptune. I thought I saw him up there last night.
Matthew
right there. Yeah.
He winked at you.
Oh, okay, that's what he did. Okay, I was wondering what was going on. I saw like that cloud. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, that was him winking.
That's Matthew winking, yeah.
Gotcha.
He was twiddling his thumbs like he was doing in that Wild Turkey commercial.
Okay.
man, I need to listen to his audiobook again. I need to hear him talk about Uranus and Neptunes and shit. and Pluto and all them worlds and shit like that. He's like the Texas version of Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know. He's like the least scientific version of it, though, you know.
Yeah, my man still researches for Inception till this day. Not Inception, wait, Interstellar till this day.
That's why he took that movie. Yeah. I want to see all sci-fi movies replaced with Matthew McConaughey that deals with like other planets and shit now.
Yeah, he'll make you believe that shit is real. Yeah. Hey, you're right, Matthew. Yeah.
That shit, the way he's looking at that watch in Interstellar, he made you believe it. He's like, what's going on in here? Staring at that watch like, hey, he really was. I gotta say, he was the only thing keeping me going in that movie.
Yeah, he was the only thing. I was like, oh yeah, he's the entire movie for me.
Yeah, because he really is. He just got this look of exploration.
He's fantastic in the movie.
Yeah,
the movie itself not so much, but he's great.
Shit, he should have been that robot in Alien Covenant and all the movies too. Shit. Actually, he would have talked too much. Then nobody would have believed him to be no robot. Shoot. Hey, to make every, I want every planet movie now makes with Matthew McConaughey. Talking about Pluto. They need to make, matter of fact, make a movie called Neptune, and then sorry, Matthew.
just Matthew kind of just chilling on Neptune.
You know, Interstellar. Matt Damon's character should have been just replaced with Matthew McConaughey.
We'd have made it for a much better movie.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey with a beard and shit, talking about like, man, I traveled to Neptune's, man, and I just got lost here.
It readily came to my mind. Predators, Sir Lawrence Fishburne's crazy ass in that movie.
That's right.
That should have been Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
I don't know why they just ran to the kid in my head. I was like, oh, that went perfect.
What was in Kong? That was John C. Reilly, right?
Yeah. No, no, wait. Yeah, John C. Reilly. Yeah, John C. Reilly.
Matthew
yeah.
McConaughey, then.
That's perfect.
Man, I was traveling the stars, dude. Whatever his shit. Could you imagine him giving that story about how Kong and his species came to this planet?
Oh, my God.
I want to see him doing Only Mix Head. Now, let me tell you something right here. So you get the cold press, the lime juice. Oh, my God. That's like traveling to Pluto. The agave syrup and the sea salt. That's music to my ears. Now, when the stars are aligning and you pour this in the glass and it hits that ice cube and it goes, cling. What was the actress that went up to him, whatever, that said, if Matthew McConaughey could talk about fucking stars and Neptune.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was funny, though.
That was fucking, because they tried to play her off at the Oscars.
People. Yeah.
And she put a halt to that shit. She was just like, if Matthew McConaughey could be up here talking about stars and shit like that, I think I can talk 2 more minutes about my family or whatever and stuff. And they put the camera on Matthew and he's sitting there smiling and shit. I don't know if he's high on life or what.
he's high on McConaughey. That's what he
He was sitting there smiling like, all right, she brought my name up.
That's right. I felt that right there. That right there. That's good energy. All right.
I truly believe nothing bothers this man. All right.
Nah. That's like a Zen Prime.
That motherfucker should have been an Autobot. He should have been that Ken Watanabe robot.
Would have been much less racist. I would approve of that.
Ooh, where's the Matthew McConaughey robot at or whatever? I want to see that now. Oh shit. Oh man, that's funny now. As much as I like Wild Turkey, they fucking up not putting more Matthew McConaughey in their ads. Shit. You need to put more Matthew.
I thought I saw some like a commercial for another alcohol brand. I could be wrong recently.
I want to say you're correct.
It wasn't Wild Tech, but I think he did a different one. I forgot what it was, though.
Didn't he release something of his own, if I'm not mistaken? I could be completely
I'm not sure. Or whatever. But I did see that semi-recently.
It was either a gin or a brand. Tequila, I want to say.
I forgot what it was.
I want to say gin or tequila, because I do remember seeing him in something there. Let's type it in.
Yeah, I don't even know if he was like actually. I know he did like a voiceover. I remember he was actually in the commercial for what let's I saw.
See. Man, how old is Matthew McConaughey? Shit, I don't want him to die.
He's close to 60, 30, 60s. I don't know.
All right,
I would imagine so.
It was probably a tequila one. He got a Pantalones or organic tequila.
Okay.
He launched it with his wife, and him and his wife worked on this.
Nice.
They say he's heavily involved in the spirits industry now. He's most notably known as the co-founder of Pantalones Organic Tequila, launched with his wife. Camilla, his wife is very hot too, by the way. I just want to put that out there. matter of fact, I think it was that same Oscar show when I first got to look at her, and I was like, damn, that's his wife? Shit. All right, then. I no wonder he's so goddamn happy. It's like, shit. I've seen this bottle.
I don't know.
Pantalones. Maybe. I've seen that bottle. I can't remember where or whatever. I'll tell you what. I'm so intrigued with Matthew McConaughey. He'd probably be the first celebrity to feel I'd actually go out of my way to buy just to be like, I got Matthew McConaughey shit. I'd like to meet him just to sign the motherfucker.
Oh, that'd be epic.
I just want to hear a conversation about it. You see, when we got that Blue Weber, baby, I peeled that agave with my hands from the earth, and that was provided from the stars above, man. I'd be like, what the fuck? Yo, this Infinity Stone agave here, dude? Like, what? Dude. Yeah, you can get it at, damn, that Reposado, cheap as fuck. You can get it in Glendale, Rimini Liquor for $37. Hmm. Total Wine got it for $45. Now, what that? God damn, Total Wine.
Bevmo 2.0.
Lord, dude. I don't give a damn.
It's closer and closer.
Damn, Jesus Christ. You can get the Blanco for $36. Man, the prices are legit. What about that Anejo? How much is the lay on? Hold on. The Anejo, $55. Okay. Prices are perfect or whatever and shit. And it is USDA approved, being organic. But that don't mean it can be additive. Well, I guess I feel like there's some blurred lines in between that, though. Being organic doesn't necessarily mean additive. I'm thinking. I could be completely wrong. You know, I wouldn't mind trying that. Now, we're not going to give you another celebrity month here on this show. That month sucked ass or whatever and shit. But if I ever come across this bottle and which someone did give me a Total Wine gift card or whatever, I guess I can put that shit to use there or whatever and buy some pantalones from Matthew McConaughey. When is this motherfucker doing signings now? Because I want to meet him for this. Oh, he's got his own beer too. Damn. Well, you want to guess what the name of his beer is? The McConaughey's.
Oh, God. All right, God damn it. I was rocking with you.
Shit. Damn. Oh, that shit. Yeah. Oh, so he's got. Cody, he
don't like it.
I gotta tell you, he is a last drop approved, Cody. He's got a beer, whiskey, and tequila.
I appreciate that. I just wish he changed the goddamn name of that beer, but yeah. Otherwise, I appreciate that.
It exists through its direct connection to him beyond being a tech native isn't as strong as Pantalon. Well, of course not. It's fucking tequila and beer. Like,
yeah, it's beer. What the fuck?
Who the fuck wrote this? Yeah, no shit. Yeah, you know what? Okay, yeah, my shit is brown. All right, yeah. What the hell? Obviously, we know he's like the creative director for Wild Turkey. He's been doing that since 2016. His tequila, Pantalones, and his beer, the McConaughey. Have you ever seen McConaughey's beer?
No. If I have, I probably just scrubbed it from my memory because I hate that fucking name so much. So I don't know. Who knows?
I assume it's just Texas-based. That's why, too.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of Texas shit on it, so, and he lives out there, so it makes sense.
Tejas.
Yeah. You know what the philosophy of his tequila is, Cody? No pants required.
All right. There it is. Good to know.
Thank you, Matthew. So much deep meaning behind this.
Yes.
Double distilled in a pot still at a family-owned distillery in Jalisco, Mexico. I love that they don't tell you that. Featured in ads of the official tequila. The official tequila of pickleball. I didn't even know pickleball had a fucking official tequila. All right. That's probably not a good sign, though, by the way. Usually when a certain genre of sports is, you know, sponsored by alcohol, it's usually dog shit. As I complained about with the Dodgers, usually with Hornitos being theirs, and it's like,
Lord.
The Lakers has one too, and I'm blanking on what the fuck it is or whatever and shit. It's
some bullshit. I forgot what it was.
Yeah. So usually, usually when your brand is labeled with some sports.
Is it Jameson? No.
I want to say it is like some bullshit. I can't remember if it's Jameson or Jack Daniels. It's one of them shit. And it's like,
or is it Jack? It could be Jack Daniels as well.
They sell a lot of it there.
Yeah.
They selection at Lakers or crypto is it's pretty dog shit, say less.
Yeah, actually, it might be Jack Daniels. I think it was a J.
I think it's Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
They also got a beer and tequila, too, that they specially... It might be Patron. I'm fucking blanking on it. I haven't been to a Laker game in quite some time now that I think about it, so I can't remember. But I would always... The best thing on that whole thing was a Red Breast. So I would just get a fucking Red Breast. Or, and then they maybe had, like, maybe two or three good beers there. I'm really fucking blanking, to be honest. But
I remember that they had Goose Island. Actually, it was actually fresh.
Yeah.
I had it there.
They had Goose Island, Stone, and... Ooh, was it Sierra Nevada? I'm blanking.
Don't recall. I don't remember Sierra Nevada, honestly. Okay. Could be wrong, but...
As you can tell, people, it's been a while since both of us been to a Laker game, so... goddamn prices are out of control. people are gonna get out of here. We're done. That's it for the only mix here on the show. Actually, it's not, because we're probably gonna do some cocktails, one of these mix and match, whatever. God damn, that's so good. God damn. So, with that said, we'll be back next week. People don't know what we're gonna be drinking because haven't gone looking for it yet. So, you'll find out next week and tune in for that. That'll be our mix and match week, I guess. Well, every week's kind of been mix and match here. But yeah, and then we're kicking into give a quick schedule thought here. February, regular month or whatever. March, we just announced it'll be our El Zorro month. April is our anniversary month. 7 years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, doing the last drop. We usually do champagne. I don't really give a shit. You could do champagne or whatever and stuff, but or you can just do specialty bottles and beer and stuff like that you think is worthy enough of a celebration of an anniversary, you know.
I like that.
I like, for May, I just put regular ass in May whole month. That tells you how fond I am of
about to drink some regular ass nails. I can't wait.
I'm not going to lie. I was looking at some Anejos yesterday. I was looking how I could trick your ass into, getting a specialty bottle and telling you, no, it ain't Asian shit. No, it's good. I was straight up staring at something that was aged in some bourbon, ex-bourbon barrels and shit. And I was just looking at it going like, you think Cody will know or he'll look it up? So I'm like, I was like, he do got a history of looking shit up sometimes when I be reviewing shit. So I was like, nah, I won't get it. That might be the only month I don't have shit written down for. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get.
Yeah, that's a toss-up. That's easily a toss-up.
Yeah. I know Lost Laura will be on there. I'll get a regular thing out of Lost Laura. Yeah, I can make that one. Maybe Art of Nom. I don't know. I really just have no interest
in regular nails. Yeah. I would have said St. Matthias, but I don't know if they have a regular name. I think it's all just extra and above, no?
And if it is, it's in that square size perfume-looking bottle one or whatever, which I don't think I've ever seen, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting month.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. I will say this, if San Matias does have one, we probably tried it at that vintage thing. I just don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I don't think they did.
Because we did try one of those square bottles, and it might have been the Repo. I just remember we liked it. So, there's that. I know Court right now, Buena Park, they're giving you 20% off, people.
I saw that. Yeah, I got the email.
So, people, if you see something that's an expensive bottle up to like $20, $200 something, I recommend doing that because Cody, they do have that Ray Soul there, that 10-year-old extra nail. That thing is going straight flat $250 if you put that 20% off. Just straight. I was just like, ooh.
Mm.
because that pick, baby. Mm. People, that we had that team. That was like, what, 2 years ago now at this point?
About 2 years, yeah.
Man.
Just about, yeah.
That shit was phenomenal.
Oof.
That's a cheap-ass 10-year-old, too, by the way. Because, as you know, I bought a 7-year-old G4. Mm-hmm. And that was like 400, so 250. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's kind of a steal, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah, because I think Vintage, didn't they want like 300 and something for it, or 400? It was something ridiculous, man. Because I remember me and you looked at it and was like, oh, well, I guess we're going to be getting that shit. I think it was $399. We just looked at it and was just like,
fuck that.
We was like, yeah, let's get back in that line. Yeah, because I ain't paying $399 or whatever, but $250, I was like, ooh. Yeah, because I
bought it like that.
Yeah.
And the box is even nicer than the original. What is it, a full 5 year? Is it the original is a 5 year, actually? I can't remember now.
I think it's five or six.
Yeah. Five, I think you're right, six maybe or whatever. I looked at them too because I saw them when I went to go court to pick this up, and I was like, "Ooh, the boxes even look different. Like the 10-year-old look extra shinier." And I was like, "Ooh, that 20% off. I don't know how long that 20% is gonna last. I might just shoot him a message. See how long that lasts. See if I can hold out on it because I do want that. That shit was phenomenal. That's some good juice right there.
That was some good juice, brother.
Mm-hmm. And they let me keep the.
That's right.
Remember that. The candor. Yeah, yep. Right here. Yeah,
that
real
is.
Real crystal too.
Mm-hmm.
That's cheap.
The Braves sold away.
Yeah, that's really cheap. Real crystal for $250. Man, yeah. So regular ass Anejo month. That's probably gonna be the difficult month of the year. Honestly, Cody, I could see that easily being the month of the worst ratings we give.
Oh yeah, I can see that
right now.
Like I said, hopefully I'm surprised and it doesn't turn out that way. That'd be great. I would love that.
I'd love that too. But
I don't have hopes for that, but we'll see.
No. I will say Artanom could be one because I know they make a 375 milli, so I don't have to buy the whole fucking bottle. So okay, that actually...
That gets the points already.
Yeah, so that might be something. June is JB's birthday month, so it's just regular ass, you know, whatever, regular month that we have. July now, we're doing extra Anejo month. At first, I wasn't sure we was going to do it, but I was like, fuck it, let's throw that on there. Listen, we did the Blanco and the Repo last year. We're doing the Anejo and the extra Anejo. Yeah, let's
do it.
Let's do it. I think that month is going to be just last drops.
That could be crazy.
Yeah. Ooh,
that has potential to
be
insane.
I just thought about it. That court, Ray Soul. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Definitely potential, right? Yep.
Yeah, that's yeah, like, man. People, I'm telling you, that's like easily a pour of the year right there. That is phenomenal shit right there. August. Regular whiskey tequila, September, regular whiskey tea, October, it's Cody's birthday month. If he wants to do something a little special for that, we can too as well, you know. But for so right now, it's just regular whiskey, beer, tequila.
Yeah, I think we'll just stick with regular degular.
Yeah. November, same as well. And the December is just 2 weeks of mix and match, whatever, get your last bottles in, kind of. You know, before we get into the third week, which is the top 10 list, and then week four being our top five wish list of 2027. So, that's the calendar for the year, folks, or whatever. Remember October, I think it's October. Yeah, it's October is, the Denzel flight month as well, too. So, you know, so you got to drink, yeah. Cody. You got
it's the only way.
October 15th, 16th, and 17th. And
18th. I'm right now.
I was just talking with somebody. They was like, how did he not win an Oscar? I was just like, he believed me. He's a believable ass drunk. Okay. I was like, it's oh, shit. What's that Dave Chappelle joke? That motherfucker's lips were sweating. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
God. You had withdrawals like a motherfucker.
That motherfucker whispered, God save me right now. Oh, he got religious real quick.
Man. Hell roll.
Oh shit. We might have to review that movie, that week, people, by the way.
Tell him that'd be fun. Watch something good for once. That bullshit you watched the end of last year. Good lord.
I will say, yeah, it's very rare to find something good like that and like that's like Oscar worthy type thing, mm-hmm. and entertaining as fuck. And
no, that's very hard. Oh yeah,
It's like, it's got a little bit of everything, Cody. It's got mm-hmm. comedy, drama, action. It's like, mm-hmm.
you know, it's got everything. Suspense.
Thrills. It's definitely a thriller. He grabbed that vodka bottle. Yeah.
It's kind of a horror movie, too. That shit was like, straight up fucking. Well, that shit was shot. You just saw the mini bar right there. You saw the hand come out of frame, or into frame. It's like, what the? Oh, shit.
I like Don Cheadle's reaction when he walked in that hotel. What the fuck?
He was great in there too.
Oh yeah. He was us in that movie.
Yes.
He's like, what the fuck am I watching right now? Oh shit. That vodka bottle. That vodka bottle, Cody, was shot like that goddamn toilet from that movie we saw with Gadget. Yeah.
Inspector Gadget, yeah.
One day we'll remember the name of that movie.
I forgot because all those fucking movies blend in, but we'll figure it out one day. Yeah.
That shit, we had the lightning storm. I think wasn't it raining in flight too that day too? Like it was like nighttime. It was like a thunder. I don't know what it was.
I think so. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I think.
Man, Pennywise would have ran the fuck out that room, Cody. He would have been like, fuck this shit, dude. Like, yo. It'd have been like, Denzel can have Derry. I don't want this shit no more, dude. Like, yo. Dude, I think that Denzel could have fought Jason, Michael, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
There, they. Yeah. It'd have been like, yo, this motherfucker had 40 drinks, blacked out, bleeding, and still running. Like
Freddy versus Jason versus Flight Denzel. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Denzel is going to be like, my man, welcome to prime time, bitch. You know? Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, so October is going to be my favorite month of the year because I just can't wait to talk about more flight, you know?
I love how October took a change for the better. I think it's one of the most bullshit months out of the year.
Yeah.
That's turned out to be one of the best. I like that.
Well, June used to.
I like that.
Our birthday months just sucked ass, to be honest, when it came to.
Yeah. Ooh, especially when you see review movies. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Ooh, no.
Oh, man. I almost had that one good year when, remember, Wonder Woman came out my birthday, when people were telling me that's the Dark Knight. And I was like, oh.
I forgot about that.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to go see some Dark Knight for my birthday, Cody.
I totally forgot about it. They did say that.
Yeah, and then it turned out it wasn't really Dark Knight at all. Okay. All right. I don't know what this third act is. It ain't no dark.
Yeah, that third act sure as hell ain't Dark Knight. I don't know what the fuck that is. The entire movie is not, but that third act especially is fucking Dark Knight. No.
I remember someone did a side by side of the ending of Dark Knight and Wonder Woman, and they said, "Where's your Dark Knight at?" And yeah, because Dark Knight, people, that ending third act had like meaning and hope, and you know, like,
I think they meant because the third act was dark as fuck. I think they meant dark as night because it was muddy as fuck and couldn't really see shit. I think that's what they meant.
Oh, that was back in that transition where you couldn't see shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, just mud, had that mud filter.
And shit was just flying at the screen, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, you could just saw like the orange from explosions every now and again, but that was not it.
Hey, props to Michael Bay, man, because when he had shit thrown at the screen, it was daylight at least. You saw that shit.
Man, those DC movies in that era, they had some shitty ass villain designs, man. Good lord. Because Ares looks like shit and Steppenwolf and fucking Doomsday. Awful.
You said Ares too, right? Yeah,
I was like, yeah, Ares, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all look the same too. Somehow,
they all say all big gray fucking monsters. One just had horns. Actually, no, two of them had horns. Take that back.
Actually, you know what they look like? They look like Halo villains.
They actually kind of look like brutes.
Yeah, they look like brutes and shit or whatever. Brutes. Look like some kind of Halo villain, whatever and shit.
Like shit. Fucking awful.
And the fucking
That dark side they had in that Seneca shit. Yeah. Kind of like that too.
He looked just like that. It was like
come on, this is y'all one shot to do something different. Y'all did the same fucking thing.
I mean, he didn't look that much different than Steppenwolf. It was just like,
no.
Like, okay. And then the lighting always looked like shit too. This is like Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh God, monochromatic bullshit they always try to pull.
Terrible. Yeah, it had that sucker punch filter on it and shit. I was just like, yeah, I don't want to look at shit that looked like this all day. Like back in the day, they used to do movies like that to hide shit. Ain't a lot of movies that shot in that fucking scene or that lighting no more or whatever and shit, because like CGI has gotten so much better now, whatever, right, Cody? It's like, you know, Michael Bay, what it would say what you will, he kind of transcended how.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows how to blend CGI in real life very well. He's one of the best to do that, actually.
Yeah, so when you see, when you saw that DC era of movies between 2016? I forgot.
Yeah, I'll say 2013 Man of Steel kind of started.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 2013 all the way to
I guess 20 when Flash came out, 2022, some shit like that. Yeah,
the color grading on that, you're just like, what are y'all hiding in this? And then you realize, oh, shit, that's why.
Yeah, this is like, oh, God. What is this?
And I didn't see Shazam, but I saw them trailers, and it was a lot of daylight. And you could tell that it was worked on by somebody else.
Shazam did look better than those other movies.
It was like,
you can actually see shit in that movie, so I'll give it that.
It was like, okay, you can see shit. That's why it was the redheaded stepchild of that universe. it was like, how fucking dare you go outside of our color pattern here?
It really was.
They don't even talk about that shit. They just like, who's that? Nope. Oh, that must have been a Fox movie or something. Like that. We don't know nothing.
They were so ashamed they didn't even have a full Superman cameo. They shot that motherfucker from the chest down. WWE's like, you ain't getting the whole goddamn thing. We'll give you this.
Now, if you would have shot this shit in that monochrome color, we would have got the full copy. Trying to look like some Marvel bullshit with that daytime or whatever.
They did the same shit with Peacemaker too. When they had the Justice League pop up at the end. Yeah,
are you serious?
He like shot his shadow. You couldn't even see him.
Are you serious? They did it again.
Peacemaker season one.
Oh shit! Yeah,
they had the Justice League show up at the end, but they're. You see Aquaman and the Flash, but Superman, Batman, they're all in shadow. Wonder Woman all in. Yeah.
How did they come off so low budget? I don't understand this. Oh, shit. What's that phrase I said earlier? When you say a lot, but you don't say too much? That's DC. Mm. That was DC in that era.
I did not miss that era. Oh God, good fucking riddance, man.
Are people still arguing that era was better than with the MCU?
Oh yeah, there's still like a very vocal minority out there, you know, especially on Reddit. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
I'm proud.
I don't know how you could watch them goddamn movies and think.
Oh, terrible.
And they're long too.
Long as fuck and ugly to look at, and with characters you just don't like. They're just miserable experiences for me. But that's the people's jam, so, you know, whatever.
You want to talk
one
about
person's shit is another person's treasure, I guess. I don't fucking know.
You want to talk about miserableness? What about my sick ass having to sit in the...
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that shit will put you in the early grade. I'm shocked you didn't tell that tale, because god damn.
I was fucking dying in this screen.
Watching that shit fucking adaption of these... characters, iconic characters, they fuck them over so bad.
Cody, that's neither here nor there. People, Cody has known me since 2012. It's very rare for me to get sick and shit. I probably have gotten sick and Cody, me being friends, probably like a total of five times, maybe, or whatever.
That sounds about right.
And that day, that might have been an early stage of COVID or something. I didn't even fucking know about it or whatever, because I was just feeling like shit. I think I lost my voice that week too, as well. Yeah, because I remember the review. Yeah,
like, I was struggling to get words out. And you were sick as fuck. And you just watched that bullshit ass movie. You were just a mess. Slop.
And I think I reviewed it that night too, as well. So it's like late night. Right. Yeah, so it's like it's nighttime, folks. I just got out of this fucking screener. And
high on cough medicine, some shit too.
I'm losing my voice. It was like, I think it was like 2 hours and 45 fucking minutes. It was over three because of trailers and shit. Like, it's just like, so this is like, and I'm sitting like damn near front row. I'm slouching a chair just like, why won't it end, dude? Like, it just.
Oh, it ended all right. He was a good friend. What?
And that motherfucker said Martha. I was just like, oh my God. When Lex Luthor had Superman on his knees crying like a bitch or whatever, I was just like, what is going on right
now? Oh my God. I mean, that's the MK. One big ass shipping to Superman. I don't give a fuck about any point in this movie. And there was no chemistry. They did not create any sort of bond at all. They barely fucking knew each other. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
Oh, shit. Well, remember that first encounter? Do you bleed? It was just like, Superman just staring at him like as if he don't even, like they're not even in the same room together neither. Mm-hmm. It's just like, ooh, how did they shoot this shit? It's just like, and I was just trying so hard not to be nitpicky and shit, but it was like every fucking scene, dude. It was just like, and then like you said, it's not even pretty to look at. And I know people was like, oh, but it's got, I like movies that have like a gritty tone. That's the thing. It didn't even have a gritty tone. It was just shitty lighting effects. It's just like, it's not even good lighting. You can't even get that right. It's like, all right, so you just don't care. The dialogue, oh my God. And then Wonder Woman's introduction into it is just like, that was random as fuck, but all right, yeah. Bruce Wayne having dreams and shit, that's like into
the future. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, Lord, how did I forget about that? Oh, shit. That shitty-ass Flash cameo, he looked like shit, too. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that. Yeah, that whole whatever was the facial hair and the suit. I was like, what am I looking? Oh, that's the Flash? Oh, God. You know, shitty ass little email Justice League cameo, Cyborg, and Aquaman. Like, this is fucking terrible. Stop this, please. What the fuck are we setting up here?
Fuck the email cameo.
Oh, and that looked like shit too. Oh,
yeah. I think Cody said it in his review. Blow this shit up and start it all over. It was like, it was the first movie though, too.
God damn.
Ooh,
man, I did not miss those times.
And he's like, oh, that's just one movie. It'll get better after that. No, it's just getting worse. It's getting worse. Nope. The Suicide Squad game. He's like, oh.
That was after.
That was right after.
That double feature, baby.
Yeah. And you remember the promotional material on that was Rick Ross and Joker. And then it was like, oh. Rose.
I don't know what's more miserable. That's bad. Fucking memories. I don't know. It was pretty fucking bad. Also had that shitty ass dark fucking, you couldn't see a goddamn thing in that movie either.
Oh, yeah, because remember when they killed the motherfucker that climbed shit, whatever? I didn't know
he died. You know what's going on.
I didn't know he died. I couldn't see shit. I was like, did he die?
I was like, well, it was edited too. I don't think they wanted you to see shit because it was like choppy as fuck.
Ooh,
I was like, oh, okay, guess he's dead.
I guess he's dead. Oh, shit. I'll say for me, it was BVS just because I was sick and dying. I was just
That was another movie with some shitty looking villain, too. Whatever the fuck. God.
Oh, and Will Smith's monotone acting in there and shit. It was just like, who's this dude? Like, he ain't got no energy in this fucking character. And then Batman being a dick, this fucking brick, dude. Like, it was like, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, you couldn't wait for him to walk his daughter home and then that is okay. I gotta do this right now, I guess.
Like, clearly he was following him too. That's the thing. Was like, yo, just like,
you know what? I have better shit to do right now? Because that shit is not causing any problems. At this, I know there's some shit going on in Gotham right now.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, that would have been a good way to introduce Batman and Robin's drift away. Like, oh, this motherfucker's crazy. Like how they did in the anime. Is it? No. They killed that motherfucker off screen.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. They killed Dick Grayson for some reason.
Because in BBS, they kept showing his suit and shit, and it was just like, I don't give a fuck about that suit. I don't even know
what it is. Yeah, I was like, I don't know this version. I don't know this Robin. Who the fuck? I'm supposed to care about this shit?
But, Batman cared because he was moving that tire and pissing him off and shit, whatever. Remember, he was training to get ready for Superman? He was pushing the tire and shit.
Man, he was looking for reasons to get mad, that Batman.
Well, if there's a 1% chance, Cody, you got to take it. I mean, it's Batman.
There's paranoia and there's stupidity. That's just stupidity.
Yeah, Batman's paranoid, but he's actually still smart. You know, he's got a little bit of sense. This one didn't have no sense.
Dumb as fuck.
You remember the opening shot of that movie is when he ran into that dust cloud and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what's he gonna do? Like, what was he? I never once watching that animated series thought like Batman was out of place with the Justice League and shit and then I watched that movie and I was like, he is so out of place. I don't know why you would put him against gods and monsters and shit like that. It's just like it just don't work. I don't know why it ain't working in this movie at all. Like, and I didn't watch that Justice League movie, but it looked even far worse than that. It's just like, what is he gonna do in here?
Yeah, I never saw them either, but I would imagine it's probably nothing notable.
I bet he's a background character.
Probably.
Crying for Superman. I never thought I would see that. Remember at the end of the BVS? We got to bring him back and honor his I was like, honor his what?
What fucking legacy? He just tried to kill this dude fucking 3 hours ago. Hey, y'all didn't have one conversation, like friendly conversation.
Damn, Cody, I just dawned on me. This year is going to be a 10-year anniversary of that shit.
Oh, you're right.
God,
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. 10 years.
That's a long time ago, dude.
Wow. Yeah, 10 years in March. It came out in March. I remember that. Yeah.
Man, 10 years of BBS and Suicide Squad.
They're oh, good Lord. Man.
The year that made me was just like, I don't think I want to do this anymore, Chris. I think I'm done now.
The one thing you can say, it definitely gave that era its signature look. That's for sure. It kind of cemented that shit. And everything that fell off that, I was like, oh, Lord, this. I just, no.
I will say, when we rewatched it, we had more fun watching it because we were just clowning the shit out of it the whole time. So just clowning the shit. Whatever. I think I remember Cody saying, just slitting my wrist, just take it here and just,
yep.
Just like right there. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, people, we're going to get out of here now because we got to go celebrate the 10-year anniversary of BVS.
Yeah.
Cody going to dress up like that Batman hiding up in the corner of a door.
Yeah, yeah.
Because came out of the comics. That's why. I hate that goddamn argument so much.
Oh, my God. What? These people don't read comics. They just
read comics. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, what the fuck they talking about?
If all these people read comics, why did comic industry almost go out of fucking business then, okay? Like, it ain't.
I'm about to say, I don't remember Batman being this much of a dumbass in the comic books. Hold on, let me read. I don't recall that.
I mean, he was running people over with the fucking... And then he leaves his Batarang for Lex Luthor to know that. Yes. Like, he don't leave
that's
shit
a message. Come on, brother.
Just a dick, dude. Yeah. Wasn't that that scene where we commented and someone said, "Oh, y'all just friends, huh? I see." It was that Batman.
In that corner looking like a dumbass, yeah.
Him branding people for some fucking reason.
what are you doing?
About to brand this motherfucker. It's like, why?
Why? Oh, so he can get killed in jail. Okay, that's fantastic. Like, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. No, that ain't such a shame. He had a cool suit too.
Yeah, his suit was great, but that Batman. Oh my God, that characterization. The fucking worst.
You didn't like when he was running people over with his tire?
No, in slow motion. Did not like that.
You didn't like when he was grappling the hook fucking crates of boxes at dudes' faces and shit like
another
that.
Another thing too. You tell Zack Snyder never read a fucking comic book in his life, man. He was taking images and just used them. He had Batman on the rooftop with that gun, like in Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Completely different context, though.
Real different context. The context is just missing completely.
Completely different.
Just completely missing. That comic is only good because of the history of the previous comics or whatever and shit. This was the first movie of this universe.
These two motherfuckers meet.
It's like,
you have Superman die in his second movie. What the fuck are we doing? What the fuck?
I like how Justice League Animated did Superman's death with Batman in the background. I like that more than him being in the front man, crying, talking about, I'm willing to sacrifice lives.
Man, I'm getting flashbacks, man. It pissed me off again.
Oh shit! What about that Doomsday? You didn't like that Doomsday? That Ninja Turtle?
That fucking Lord of the Rings troll? No, didn't like that shit.
that Gollum creature. you didn't like that twist at the end with Martha and them having the same names and shit.
God,
you didn't like that? It brought death.
This is one of the worst comic movies ever.
Okay. That's for goddamn
one of the worst.
Sure. It is.
One of the fucking worst.
I will say it's probably the worst DC movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's so fucking bad.
I take that back. Justice League could be worse. But that
could be. I'm not willing to find out. I can tell you that. Fuck that.
I'm good. Yeah, I don't need to. Yeah,
keep that bullshit.
But from my eyes, the standard that BBS that's one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking egregious.
Yeah, like because I think we argued with Wayne about that because I think he said Man of Steel was worse, and we was just like, this movie fucked up way more.
No, Man of Steel's not worse.
Yeah, no,
Man
of Steel's a masterpiece compared to this shit. Now,
it's like, says the king compared to that shit.
BBS fucked up multiple characters. It's just like, y'all didn't get shit right.
They fucked that up monumentally. They fucked up everybody in that movie. Yeah. Everybody.
I mean, even the bad Fantastic Four movies got somebody right in that motherfucker.
It's
like, all right, something right here. All right, yeah. I can name a positive thing. I don't remember naming a positive thing. No, I was just like, his suit looked cool, I guess.
Yeah, suit looked cool. About it.
The editing is shit. The lighting is shit. I can't compliment it. The casting is probably good. I can say that, but that ain't really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you could argue Ben Affleck, but Harry Cowell, that dude fucking sucks, man. No. That dude's ass.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When I said that, I should have reiterated. I meant the backup casting. Like, I like Alfred's. I like who they cast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do shit with him, but yeah.
They didn't do shit. Yeah. I meant the casting as the actor just being there because they didn't do shit with nobody there. Okay, let's just be real about that. They didn't do shit with nobody there. But it is one of the worst fucking comic movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
It's top three. Like, that's up there. It makes that Cloud of Galactus look like, I wish they would.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that any day of the week over fucking
BBS. You know why? Because I get laughs out of that. Yeah, I get laughs out of that. Yeah,
at least they have some cool Silver Surfer shit in there. I'll give it that.
And I will say this. They should have made Doomsday a cloud because he looked horrible.
Wouldn't better off.
Should have made him a cloud.
Would look less like shit.
Because, god damn, that looked like trash. I was like, ooh. Ooh, shit, that look bad.
Yeah, should do another Parallax from Green Lantern.
Why you gotta bring that up? Why you gotta bring up old shit? Look, that's the only Green Lantern we got. Gotta be happy, dude. You know how cool Parallax is in the comics, Steve, what they do with that storyline and what they chose to reiterate and write for this that movie. I was just like, that is not the origin of Parallax. They put this motherfucker in a wheelchair and had him roll around like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? Like, god damn. I'll tell you what, that movie does better than BBS. Gets the lighting right.
It does. I'll give it that.
Gets that lighting right. That lighting is, you can see everything in that movie, Cody.
Yeah.
That lighting is perfect in that movie. And so is Hector Hammond's wheelchair. Rolling out like he could. I was just like, what the fuck, y'all?
Screaming his ass off to them.
I told you I got that director's cut, too. I had that on Blu-ray, Cody, and I told you. They tried to make that little love triangle between them three or whatever when they was younger. They had like a Punisher Warzone flashback of them on a picnic and shit like that or whatever. And I was just like, what the fuck? Yo, I was like, I see why this got edited out. This ain't good. I know there's some fucking fucktard on Twitter right now going, I wish they would have kept that in the movie. That looked good. So, like, what was that scene in Amazing Spider-Man 2 where they brought his father?
Fucking scene.
It's like,
That was probably the smartest decision to cut that shit out with that movie. That was a terrible fucking movie, but that was the smartest thing they did.
What everybody else said, should have kept that in the movie. Yeah, that was
like, what is this ad? This doesn't even make any sense.
Everybody
this complicated shit is the fucking complicated. Why?
But everybody online, Cody, man, they should lift that movie. No. That looks horrible. It make no sense. Why would you end the movie on that, too? Yes. Like, I wouldn't end on that, no.
Yeah, it's fucking the pacing all of it. This is dumb.
Ooh, bad comic book movies, man. Yeah. Without watching them, maybe one day we'll give our top five worst of.
That'd be fun, yeah, because I'm not rewatching those bullshits.
Yeah, I'm not rewatching. I don't need to,
No. I'm reliving this shit in my head right now. That's enough.
I don't need to relive it. No, I'm not rewatching this. I only watch things I want to watch now. I don't watch.
Yes.
I'm not sitting up in a theater sick for 3 hours talking about when is it going to end. Just fucking end. And it just kept going. Even after they killed Doom, it went on for another 20.
It kept going.
Went on for another 20 goddamn minutes, Cody. I was just like,
we went back to the farm, caught up with Martha. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Just end. Please end. And then it finally does. And one of the dumbest fucking shots I probably witnessed in my entire life. Some goddamn rocks floating. I'm like, oh, no shit, he's still alive. We fucking know. We fucking know he's coming back. Get fuck this movie.
That reminded me of when they finally shaved James McAvoy's hair in X-Men Apocalypse. And they ended the movie.
God, that was so bad.
They just ended up, like, it was edited so bad. It ended the movie with him popping by the X thing clothes or whatever, and they just looked up at it, whatever, and they ended like that was, like, some big reveal. It was just
That's right, too. They came out in them shitty-ass costumes and trying to look like the comic books, but it looked like bad cosplay from fucking Comic-Con or some shit like that. I was like, y'all better quit with this shit. It's too little too late for this. And y'all trying to, y'all fucking it up even worse. Like, just stop. Stop while y'all have. No, they kept going to Dark Phoenix and saw that shit ended up, so...
And then they ended with his bald head showing it. It was just
You know what? That came out 2016 as well, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think it is. Oh my God. That year was terrible. Probably the worst fucking year for comic movies.
I think Civil War was the only good movie that came out.
I think it was the only good one. Holy shit.
Remember Civil War and BVS were back to back, too.
That's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
People were bitching about what's going to be the better movie, and we was just like, what the fuck you think? I didn't even fucking see Civil War yet, but I bet it's fucking better than this shit. And sure enough, Cody, I don't know if I'm biased or not, or which I am, whatever. I think it's safe to say Civil War was better that year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. Not even fucking close.
I think Civil War actually led into the next Avengers film. It actually had a storytelling going on there, right?
Well, you know what made Civil War good as well? It was the actual build-up to Civil War.
Yeah. You know what made Infinity War and Endgame good, too, was the build-up from Civil War.
Build-up. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what made BVS good? Yeah.
You saw me searching for it. I couldn't find it.
I was looking. Yeah. That build up, right? That build up. I remember people, you got to look back. There was a whole argument. What's going to be the better? Oh, it's going to be DC's going to take over with this one. It's like, that X-Men movie pissed me off more. I forgot about that. That was
That was some bullshit, man. That movie was terrible.
That was awful. That ending just blew. That was wasn't that Simon Kinberg's first directing?
No, that was the last one Bryan Singer did.
Oh, that's the last one Bryan Singer did.
Simon Kinberg did Dark Phoenix. Yeah.
He never needs to get another job in Hollywood again.
No, that dude's terrible. He's awful.
He doesn't need to ever get a job again or whatever. I just couldn't get over that fucking ending because I was like, the balls on this motherfuckers to end with that shot like that was some kind of reveal.
Yeah, I was like, they look like shit. This is...
We've seen James McAvoy with hair for how long in these movies, and who gives a fuck at this point if he goes bald or not? It's just like, who cares?
Who cares? We know that's the ache. We know. We don't need to see. We got it.
Fuck, dude. What did they do to my baby first class? It wasn't even like first.
First class is great.
It ain't even like that anymore. God, I hope they bring Fassbender back. He was so good as Magneto. He was so fucking good, dude. He was such a waste in those goddamn movies. Just like, Jesus Christ, dude. What are they doing with this dude in these movies, dude? Oh, man. That characterization of James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender in those two, that first class movie, I was like, oh, my God, dude. If you build on this, man. Oh, they built on it, all right.
Yeah. That they did.
Yeah, they build on it, all right. They build on it so much that shit got bought out. So, yeah, rightfully so. People, we're going to get out of here now. We're done. That was like a little extra bonus rant of the old days, whatever and shit. So, I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.